This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. And if the creek don't rise, there's going to be a stadium, a new football stadium on East Capitol Street in about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Good morning, B.
What up, bro?
How you doing?
I am chilling like a villain on an island.
I don't get the island part, but that's great.
I mean, you got away. You went to island, so you don't get caught up in the stuff you were doing before.
Okay. Now I get it. busy day today. Our friend Barstool Nate's going to join us. Our friend Thor Nystrom's going to join us. I do think today we'll kind of circle back to some draft stuff from over the weekend. Washington made 5 picks, 5 new players. I got to talk to Jalen Lane, the receiver this morning, B. Mm-hmm. Really impressive young man.
Like they do.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mark Seagraves from NBC4, who's been all over the Commanders' deal with the district to get back to RFK Stadium. obviously, now the hurdle becomes the city council, and local politicians are going to do what local politicians do.
They do what all politicians do.
Right.
Peacock.
Everybody wants their piece of the pie, right? Or their back scratched, whatever needs to happen.
Really? What you just said, right? The piece of the pie.
Yeah. We'll talk to Seagraves about kind of what happens next. We need to have a little baseball conversation. When we wanted to have the baseball conversation was prior to what was a pretty tough L yesterday. Are you aware of what the score was in the Nats game yesterday, B?
No.
Guess.
Well, since you're talking like that, did someone score 16 points on us? Runs?
19-5.
Oof.
The Mets scored 19 runs yesterday.
That's horrible.
This is bad.
Isn't that White Bryant's team?
That is White Bryant's team.
He walked out when you started talking about it.
Good. Now, the Nats are still playing better baseball than certainly the way they started the season, but yesterday's stuff, whatever. We're going to catch up on some baseball with Toby. Coming up in about 20 minutes. Yesterday, I got to have a conversation with Josh Harris. You're going to hear that. Some really interesting stuff talking with Josh. It's also just remarkable. I don't know that we've kind of explained this enough, B.
Uh-huh.
Two things. We're going to give away Caps tickets here in about 15 minutes. So get ready. All right. I don't think it is discussed enough. Josh Harris and his partners had to come up with $6 billion. Yeah. That was the most vetted deal in NFL history.
Yeah.
And there were certain people, there's owners of other teams decided to really nitpick this deal. They made it very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy selling the team made it very difficult.
And tried to make it worse at the end.
Right. None of this was easy. Everything went down to the wire. And they were able to get that done.
Yeah.
They were able to get the cash, get it done.
6.05.
Yo, it's not even 2 years later.
Uh-huh.
It is, that was July of 23. It's April of 25. So that's what, 22 months?
Yeah.
21 months? And these dudes are coming up with another $2.5-3 billion.
Yeah, but you know, I think this was discussed when they all came together.
Sure.
And I think as you go through the net worth of all the people, they got it. Just that they have to figure out if they wanted to do it. And I think when they purchase this team, they understand the value of it. And you also know when you get a new stadium, the value, it shoots up even more. So I truly believe that they're in a position, like this is basically what their plan was. We're going to have to build a new stadium. We buy this team. So this is what the team going to cost. They probably came out and said, listen, man, all in probably $9 billion is what we're going to have to do.
Right. Like, I don't know that there's any surprises. Right?
No.
But still,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's a commitment on a level. You know, Harris made his fortune on Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these Wall Street dudes, they're not looking for a slow burn, B. They get deals done, and they make a ton of cash,
mm-hmm.
and it's a trade, right? Like, they figure something out, act on it, make a boatload of cash right away.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's not what RFK is. That's not to suggest that RFK is not going to make them money. That's a slow burn over there.
Well, it's not necessarily a slow burn, Jay. It's like you can't build it in a day.
Right.
So they know the amount of time it's going to take to be built. But once that thing, and some of the other things around it may be built before 2030.
Sure, but like, to recoup that level of investment mm-hmm. before they start making money on it, it's going to take a while. It's not an overnight thing, dude. And no matter how many Bud Lights get sold at the bar next to the arena, like, it's still going to take a while. And to me, it just shows that this is about far more than an investment and getting return on that investment. This is about doing right by the city, the DMV, the community.
If you are involved with this football team, that stadium is a necessity, not necessarily just an investment. I think ultimately, you know, about time this stadium is built, they will have 2-3 years of stuff lined up, knowing what's going to be coming and how they're going to start recouping their money. You know, I think guys like Josh and Mitchell, they have been too successful too long to sit there and be in a position where, you know, they get it, then they got to figure it out. They already got it figured out. They know where they're going.
These guys don't mess around.
Yeah.
There have been no accidents in this entire process. Seagraves will let us know, because I know last night I was on Channel 4 for a while, and I feel it's funny what my role is there and then what other people's roles are.
Uh-huh.
Like, my role is to report on the football side of what it means to get back to RFK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the football side, it is super dope. And, you know, but then, like, there are other reporters. Like, we have lots of different viewers, right?
Yep.
So, you know, Seagraves has to talk to what the politicians are going to do. And then this dude, Ted, investigates where the money's going to come from. And then Tracy's wondering what happens to Prince George's County. Like, there are a lot of other angles. And then they're like, what about you, JP? I'm like, this is dope.
You know, but I think they get excited about the information that they're going in. That's their
sure,
football.
Right.
You know, your what you're looking at seems to be just fun, and it seems like it's fun for you, but the people that go into that reporting about money, economy, other people going in about all the other stuff, that's their football. They get excited by that stuff,
totally.
Which I can't understand, but okay, they do.
Right. I'm glad it works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just, it is interesting because there's clearly a lot to consider. And what I try to explain from a football perspective is that, like, you know, by the time this thing gets built, most of this team won't be there. Like, that's just the reality of the life cycle of the mm-hmm. timeline
yeah.
of in the NFL. I mean, these teams kind of turn over, I don't know, 30%. 40% every season. But there is a guy that I think will be there, B. And I just, somebody asked me this question.
How many years is it from now? 25 to 30 is what?
5.
Come so on, who wears guy. Number 5?
I know.
I was doing that purposely. I know the damn numbers, Jay. It's part of my little plan.
So in 5 years.
In Jaden's years.
Jaden will be 29, which is the absolute prime of your career.
Yeah, and that's. Quarterbacks are different than all the other
players. Right. Not Jaden will be 29 years old and 2 years into a contract extension that makes him the highest paid player in the NFL.
Probably so.
Now, you know how it goes in the NFL. Like, whoever gets that designation, highest paid player, somebody resets it either the following year.
It lasts about a year or two.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's going to have it at some point.
Yeah, at least get that that trophy.
Well, dude.
You know what I mean?
Think about that draft class. Bo Nix looks pretty damn good. I thought Mike Penix, now it was a short sample, but yeah. I thought he looked pretty mm-hmm. good. There are people in Chicago that will tell you that Caleb looked really good. Yeah. There are people in New England that will tell you that Drake May looked really good. That could be a lot of dudes getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Because
the window opens for all of them on the same day.
It does.
You know, I got to get, you know Scott McBrien, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year he gave me his quarterback rankings of who he thought would do best based on the situation they got drafted into.
Was he right?
Yes. He had Jaden and then Nix, which was pretty surprising. He was not high on Caleb. I'm curious what he thinks this year.
He has to get better on schedule or he's going to always have that little issue.
Everybody's convinced it's just going to be great with the first-time head coach, play caller.
Not necessarily, because as a quarterback, you get stuck in the way you do things. You know what I mean? And that coach has to be able to say, look, man, when that back foot hit, ball comes out. And you might have to tell him in preseason and in camp, I don't care if you throw interceptions. Let it go. Eventually, you figure it out. But if you do everything, you drop back, you set, you start the run, your receiver's going to get a little upset, and the timing is going to be off on everything. And you put more pressure on yourself. So I think if he ever gets that throwing things on schedule, he's going to be special, man. Because he has a strong enough arm,
he's
athletic enough.
Yeah, and he has a knack for plays. You know what I'm saying? Like he has a knack for big plays, which is, I think some quarterbacks have that innate ability or they don't. I had somebody ask me this though, like if last year was year two of Sam Howell and they went 7-10, you think RFK is happening?
I think RFK is going to happen because the new ownership came in.
Yeah.
I think that it seems a lot more festive because you have a quarterback and the other stuff. But I think the business aspect of that is going forward, no matter who the quarterback is.
I tend to agree with you, B. Okay. Caps play game 5 tomorrow night, April 30th, 7 o'clock. B's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Chance to close this thing out. I'd prefer if they just close this thing out. I think Carolina's going to close out their series, and I don't think you really want to have your opponent with fresher legs than you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love, and this could be an enterprising listener. This could be why Brian left. I mean, why Brian been hanging out with Jeff too much? He's just starting to leave. He's starting to leave during work. Jeff is here. Jeff and or Landfill, if you guys want to figure this out, I can't get an answer on this.
On what?
If I think the Canes play tonight. If the Canes and the Caps both clinch, do they start playing right away, or do they have to wait for all the other series?
Don't they have the timing of the different series popped up?
I try to find it. I don't know, Brian.
Yeah, I don't think they'll start immediately. I really don't.
Well, that sucks. I don't know. The whole Western Conference is at least 2-2. The whole Eastern Conference is 3-1. Does the East have to wait for the West? I'm telling you, you can't find it. It's a ghost.
It may be.
At least.
Or they may be able to just,
brief cursory search. There was one ball game I needed to point out. Listen, the Nats took a rough loss yesterday. That said, they had an incredible come-from-behind win on Sunday. They're fine on the season. I ain't mad at the Nats. Yesterday was kind of embarrassing, but is what it is. There was a game that was played last night, Brian. Was in the Heat.
No.
The result of this series, and particularly this game, Game 4, should lead to the direct abolition of the play-in tournament. Miami was so outclassed in this game. It was a freaking joke.
You didn't have to wait that long to figure that out, Jay. When they're making them
play a four-game series.
When the other team lost 131-80, that's when you should have figured out the play-in shouldn't be there. They lost by the first game. They lost by 51 points. What was it on Memphis from Oklahoma City? They lost by 51 points. If you lose by 51 points in the playoffs, you should not be in the playoffs.
Well, sir, may I present to you a 55-point loss?
They shouldn't be in the playoffs.
Dude, 138-83 was the final. And perhaps more importantly, you know how I like to find the exact low point? The lowest point of the Ron Rivera era was when they were down 27-3 to the Bears at halftime on Thursday night at home, I add. Okay? Do you know what the score was last night at halftime of this game?
What was it?
72-33.
Bro, hold on.
An NBA team scored 33.
They were swept.
Yes.
See, but that is a lot of people's fault because everyone talking about, oh, they want more, they want more. You know what? You need to let these teams know you don't want more. Like, now, listen, we have
the only people that want more of that, the only people that want that product, the play-in and all that nonsense, are the owners because it's more money.
Well, fans need to let them know. If teams are going to be losing, the NBA should be embarrassed right now because they had two teams lose by over 50 points in a damn playoff. When you lose, when it's that lopsided, then that just told you that other team does not belong.
Abolish the play-in. Just get rid of it. Like, we don't. What, here's. People get confused about being an NBA hater. I am in no way an NBA hater. I love the NBA. When the games are good, I love it.
Right? Liking what the Warriors are doing to the Rockets
sure.
right now.
And I stayed up way too late.
Stupid ass Dylan Brooks.
Dude, that guy's such a loser. I stayed up way too late last night watching basketball. Like, I love the NBA. But what
trying to watch it till the eyes got heavy.
What the NBA does is have far too much bad product out there. You don't need to expand like the in-season tournament. Get out of here.
Yeah, that is unnecessary.
Have good basketball.
The
play-in tournament is awful.
Do you think in 20 years we're going to be discussing the midway champions?
No.
Yeah, man, the Lakers won that one in the middle of the year. Remember that?
The Cavaliers scored 33 points in a half. I'm sorry, the Heat, scored 33 points in a half.
That's horrible.
Of playoff basketball.
That's horrible.
God awful. But Rockets Warriors was dope. Here is what is really cool. We are giving away Caps Game 5 tickets today, every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. You got a lot of chances to win, including right now. Be caller 9 to 800-636-1067, and you win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Wednesday, April 30th, against Montreal at Cap One Arena. That's tomorrow night, folks, 7 o'clock. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Listen at 11:20 for another chance to win. Caller number 9, 800-636-1067. When we come back, Josh Harris. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This is dope. We just gave away tickets to our guy Mike from Temple Hills. Mike, what's up, man?
You fired up
to go to Game 5?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? I am stoked, man. Me and the wife, he's been trying to win these zones since Danny and their game show last week, and I'm so excited.
That's right, awesome, man.
Make sure y'all enjoy, bro. It's a lot of fun.
Now,
oh yeah, Mike, we ready.
Mike, you don't have to mention how you got these tickets. Just let your wife know I got the tickets. What's in it for me?
Hey, I'm so excited, man. Look, she already on the other line listening, so she already knows. I can't hold water.
She probably like, who the hell is JP Philly?
Tell her that was B-Mitch.
She know my voice.
Thank you, Mike. Congratulations,
she got both our voices on this radio now.
Yo, what are you going to wear? You going to rock the red? What's your Caps gear like?
Of course, we're going to rock the red. Wifey might throw on the Ovi jersey I got her, but I'm going to throw my Oshi t-shirt on since it's nice out.
I like that. Enjoy the game, man. Go Caps.
Appreciate it. Go Cat.
All right, brother.
Congrats to Mike at Temple Hills. Won a pair
Boy,
of tickets.
You are an absolute fool. You know that?
Taking his wife to the game tomorrow night. Next chance to win tickets is at 11:20.
You know Lauren was listening.
Lauren was what?
Listening.
I mean.
Like, why are you trying to make other people do stuff?
She married an idiot. Like, this is the repercussions that come with it.
Got a point with that.
now, I finally acquired some information.
What's that?
I have a source with the Capitals ice team, okay? Uh-huh. per a Capital source, if any Eastern Conference or Western Conference series goes seven games, the second round would begin 1 or 2 days after.
Okay.
So this is going, the Caps, if they win tomorrow night, and maybe
they have to wait.
I think they'll win, but
then they have to wait.
I've been saying Caps at five, if for all those aware. Doug, I've been watching Kings Oilers is going seven. Jets Blues seems like that's going seven.
So they got to wait till that series is over.
If you want to watch the playoff hockey, go tomorrow night because it might be a while till they're on the ice again, dude. Like I honestly think all of the East series are going to be over. I think it's going to be Leafs, Panthers, and then Caps, Canes. I think they all kind of go five.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a while. All right, switch of gears. Yesterday, I appreciate folks with the Commanders PR were able to set me up with a conversation with Josh Harris. This was after the announcement with the mayor and the NFL commissioner. I got to talk to Harris, and I thought he was pretty forthright, pretty telling. And
always is.
And just a good human. Here we go, Josh Harris. Congratulations, Josh Harris, Commanders principal partner. I mean, what an incredible day for you. You talked about what it was like walking down East Capitol Street as a kid, going to Redskins games at RFK Stadium. How does this day compare?
This day is so great. I just feel like this is a huge win for the city, and we're doing something very special. And this was always our vision to bring football and just an amazing stadium back to the city of D.C., which is right in the middle of the DMV. And obviously, it's the spiritual home of Washington football. And so to have a big step forward like this is amazing for me personally and something that I feel gratified I can be part of.
I want to ask you, you thanked your mom in your comments, and Mama Commander's obviously been such a big part of all this. What did she say when you told her, hey, you know, we've got a press conference, Roger Goodell's coming down, we're talking with Mayor Bowser, we're getting this thing done?
She said, I always believed in you, I knew you could do it. So I guess she you know, had a lot of confidence. I can't say that. I guess that's a mother-son thing, but I'm so happy she could be there.
Did you always feel confident in being able to pull this off? Because you had to jump through a lot of hurdles, and maybe there's still a few remaining, but this has not been easy.
I think the honest answer has to say no. I mean, I think that it was always our vision. It was always our first choice. But first of all, D.C. didn't own the land. Obviously, the environment politically is volatile. And there was a change of Congress, administrations, and we had to first get the land back to D.C., and D.C., you know, we worked hard on that. So that was something that happened, you know, at the very end, 100-0 vote, which is very unusual. And then we had to work with the mayor's office. And obviously, D.C. is going through a tough time right now, but her vision, which I fully agree with, is that this is an incredible opportunity for the city to take a site that has nothing on it, right, and is crumbling concrete, and bring it to life and create thousands of jobs and billions of tax revenue and help replace some of the economic activity and jobs that D.C. may be losing given the political situation. And as well as, honestly, you know, when we do this, this is going to be the best stadium in the country, maybe the world. So I think that, I mean, think about it, whether it's the, you know, we got Roger Goodell on tape, talked about a Super Bowl potentially. You know, think of the best entertainment and the best things in the world, and D.C. deserves this. So I think that I can't say that I just decided this was so great for the city and I felt so positive about it and that I was going to just go all in. And do my best to make it happen. And obviously, look, I mean, as we said, we had other alternatives, and we were very honest with everyone about, you know, what our first alternative was. But now the council, we need to get through the council. We're still not done. We need to work with them and make it happen.
To make this happen, what I think is really remarkable, it, especially there's two stadiums under construction right now in Buffalo and in Nashville, two NFL stadiums that have gotten significant, almost 50 and 60% in those two cities, public money paying for that. You and your partners are coming up with roughly 75%, three quarters of the money, nearly $3 billion, north of $2.5 billion. What were those discussions like to say, all right, team, we got to make this happen ourselves largely? What was that decision like?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, obviously every jurisdiction is different, and certainly D.C. is being affected by, you know, some of the things going on. It's going through a harder time. And so we had to factor in the reality of that, the political reality of that, in terms of what we could expect. And then obviously, once we agreed with DC, and DC knows what it's doing. They've done this at Nax Park. They've done this, obviously now at Capital One, they're in the middle of it. That's a renovation clearly, but a pretty big project. And they were aware of all those numbers, and they were, I think, intelligently focused on, you know, making their case to the city and to the council. And so we had to, you know, just deal with the reality of it. And then I had to go back to my partners and sell it to them, and because they're part of this decision. And I had to convince them that this was the right thing to do. And, you know, this is not like, this is not, you know, a, you know, high ROI investment for us. This is a, we're going to do the right thing by the city and for the football team and create this amazing experience for people. And then over a very, very long time, you know, hopefully we, you know, we get paid back for it and make some return on it. But that's the way it is for us. And to credit my partners, they all went along with it. And so that's how it worked.
I think by and large, the city and the people of the DMV understand that and appreciate it. Last thing for me, I know you're busy. I sincerely appreciate your time. Winning on the field will always be separate, right? But of the two big moments, that day in Minnesota, I was there. I saw the joy in your eyes when this, when your purchase of the team became finalized. And then today, sitting at that podium with Mayor Bowser and Roger Goodell, how do those 2 days stack up?
Yeah, I think being in Minneapolis, they're both amazing. I mean, being in Minneapolis and, you know, as I said, you know, I hadn't slept for 3 days, I got up there and I was walked into the big room. I felt like I was going on an adventure, but it was really gratifying to be part of the NFL. And then being here, obviously, we've been planning this for a long time, thinking about it for a long time, and I feel so happy that the city, at least initially, is kind of seeing it the way that we see it and how great it is. And so there's, you know, I'm really gratified. And I'll throw two more in for you. The Hail Mary and beating Detroit. I mean, just emotionally, you know, the high that you're on doesn't compare to anything else. So, but there have been four great moments, not two. But
can you rank me, those four for me?
It's hard to rank, but what I will say is that, you know, the emotion that you feel grateful and happy in these longer term moments, the sort of emotional high, you know, my aura ring would shoot up, my heart rate would shoot up maybe a little higher during the Hail Mary, but I think the emotion you feel like and being part of that community is really amazing in that moment. I mean, obviously, this is a much bigger and more important thing for a huge community. And so they're different.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time. Sincerely, I really appreciate it. Thank you to all those behind the scenes there, too. Appreciate it.
Pretty cool. Josh Harris is obviously a billionaire with a lot of responsibilities and power. But just when you talk to him, he's a regular dude.
Regular dude.
I want to explore that. Josh Harris says of his time, it's wild how much has happened in 2 years. There was the sale. There was yesterday's announcement of RFK. There was the Hail Mary. And then there was beating Detroit in the divisional round. I want you to rank those moments for me when we return. But before we go, got to talk about my boy, Paul Henry, and Paul Henry's window insulation. I got a new air conditioner. Rude came to the house, set me up. It's freezing in my house now because this Rude machine is a badass. Mm-hmm. This is a different world, and my windows don't let any of the air out. So we had it set at 70 yesterday.
Now you got to put that up a little bit, though.
I came in. I was like, Lord, we got to turn it up. It's cold as hell in here.
Yeah.
And that's what
we're. Because it takes the humidity out.
Dude, it's nuts. We now have it set at 73. Working with Paul Henry has completely changed my house. He built a back porch for me that I sat and watched Dylan Brooks be a jackass in last night. It's changed my house. The windows have helped my utility bills. It's nice and cool when it gets hot. It's nice and warm when it gets cold. If you call Paul Henry this month, you get 10% off each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door.
You know, and Paul does more than just windows and doors. Like JP said, you can get 10% off those windows and the doors as well. But also, he's done a lot of different things for me, garage doors. And right now, people know I love to sit under my little, have a breezeway going from my main house over to my garage. I like to sit there where I do a lot of barbecuing and things of that nature. But over time, it began to wear up. Paul is going to be starting this week to go over there, redo that, put me a metal roof on that thing to make sure the water goes away and you don't affect the wood. He's going to take care of it to where it's going to be maintenance-free for the next 20, 30, 40 years, however it's going to be. But you know what? If you want to just get windows and doors, reach out to Paul right now. You'll receive 10% off windows with each window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
All right, B. You know this dude's an actor now, Landfill? Tunde? He's like in a movie. This is a very talented musician. I think he's on his own now. I think he's like a solo guy now. He's not even with TV on the radio anymore. I had a great conversation with Josh Harris yesterday, Commander's owner, principal owner. And I asked him what the RFK announcement compared to the feeling when he actually bought the team. So we were all in Minneapolis, Minnesota. JW Marriott at the Mall of America, and it took to the absolute last minute, but it got approved 32-0. And I was stood in that room and watched Roger Goodell. I watched Harris walk up to the podium. They shook hands, and he had this look of like pure joy and
relief
and like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen next. And then yesterday we watched as Harris sat at a podium with Mayor Bowser and Roger Goodell and said, yo, we're moving back to the spiritual home of this football team. And it was a cool feeling.
Not a good moment.
He said, you got to include the Hail Mary and the win over Detroit as well. Okay. I asked him to rank them. He said he couldn't. I understand. You can't.
I'll rank them for you.
You can't pick your favorite kid, but Brian can.
All right. Number one, buying the team, getting rid of the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Okay. That right there ignited everything else. Number two, that announcement yesterday. Because, listen, I know there are people, what they feel, they think, all that type of stuff. I think getting in and out of that stadium and being, I can remember all the way back, everything was about Washington, D.C. Watching Doug and then when he got here and all that type of stuff. You know, and I understand, well, we having issues in in D.C. now. Well, if you don't. You don't, it's been sitting there since the 90s, and nobody has done a damn thing with it. Now that you're going to start putting upwards of 80-something restaurants in our bars over there, you got housing, you got all this stuff, and you're going to bring stuff to it, somebody's trying to do something to help ignite the economy there. So that's number two.
Dude, to the people that are like, oh, we don't want to pay for a stadium, we're just going to develop it ourselves. Cool.
You haven't developed it since 1990, you're not going to do a damn thing.
And what developer is walking in there with $2.7 billion?
They're not doing it.
They'll build you some strip malls. It'll look nice, but it ain't going to be like this.
All right, number three. I have to go with the championship game because the championship game was when you saw both sides of the ball. You saw offense, defense.
You're saying the Detroit game? The divisional game.
The division. Yeah. When we beat them. Yeah, not the championship. The divisional game. Because Detroit was supposed to be the big bad boys on the block. And our guys rolled in and just slapped the hell out of them and said, you know what? This is ours today. I saw coaches out-coach their coaches. I saw our players out-manhandle their players. And I just saw a whole crew of people who were the most arrogant SOBs in the world, their fan base in Detroit, whimper out of that damn stadium. And then I go with the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is exciting because it's a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. But that was just a play in the middle of the season. That wasn't bigger than going to the NFC Championship game after beating Detroit.
So you go Sale, RFK, Detroit, Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you and I have the exact same ranking.
You're getting smarter. You've been working with me for a few years. You're finally getting smarter.
Nothing is more important than the Sale. However, the first game back at RFK, that might beat the Sale.
But it ain't here yet, though, Jay.
Right.
See, that's the thing about you. You're starting to be like my daughters and you know, the lady over there that I live with.
You mean young and good-looking?
No. It's like every time you ask a question, y'all want to always talk about something that's not even happened yet. So just stick to the script, dog. We got four things to choose on. You don't hear about that there. When that happens, yeah, it might exceed it.
I think when that happens.
Still, the Sale going to always be there.
When I walk into rebuilt RFK Stadium, and I don't know, but I.
Is it going to be RFK? Let's just say a rebuilt stadium. It may not be RFK anymore.
RFK site, right? Okay. That's the name of the site.
Okay.
That will be a really emotional time for me. And I'm hoping, obviously I'll have to work, but there'll be other events. Like to be able to.
It's going
to
be fun.
I went to RFK with my family, my mom, my dad, my friends a ton of times. We went to concerts. We went to Nats games, DC United games. Like I've been to that.
Yeah.
Hell, you and I went over there as they were tearing it down a couple years ago. Like, I've been to that venue.
We got seats in our garage.
Yeah, man. I've been to that venue 100 times for 100 reasons with 100 different people. But the burning image of it in my head is going with my father.
Football.
To Skins games. My dad's not around anymore. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I'm going to get to take my daughters to that site. It's going to be pretty powerful. I think that will be an emotional moment for me. I'm not the most emotional guy. Here's what I'm thinking, Landini. I would like to open this up to the phones, ranking the best moments. Now, here's how it's going to work, though. Before you call right now, chill out for a minute. All right? We got to deal with little Nate X. Barstool Nate is going to join us.
We
now.
Can block him out that day and just talk to the people. Now I'm joking.
Well, we're gonna ask Nate these exact questions. Then we're going to open the phone lines up for these exact questions. But perhaps most importantly, maybe not even perhaps, this is a playoff game. Playoff games matter. Coming up at 11:20, we're going to give away more Caps tickets. That's why I don't want to open the phone lines up because the phones will get blocked for the Caps tickets. We got to keep it all moving.
Yeah,
I'm trying to play traffic cop here. Mm-hmm. Perhaps not a role I excel in.
You're not good at it.
When we come back, Barstool Nate, then Caps tickets, then the phones. But before we go, I got to tell you something. If you're looking to buy or sell a house in the D.C. area, there's one person to call. His name is John Leahy.
Yep, John Leahy, our friend, just like Marilyn did. Marilyn needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a job, and unfortunately her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear, as John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investment property. Even better, that buyer paid cash, and that was $2,000 over the asking price.
Straight cash.
If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized for your needs.
And here's the thing. John has a deep bench of buyers ready to rock. More than 10,000 buyers that are already cleared for mortgages. Whatever it is they need to do, they can get it done and get it done fast. He's so confident he's going to sell your house, he'll guarantee it. He's got pre-approved buyers, and he's going to create top demand for your home. Whatever the reason is you need to sell a house, don't worry about it. John can handle it. Divorce, death, whatever's going on, call John. Have a conversation. He's going to get you situated in the best possible situation. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.